Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Thoughts on it?
I'll tell you what, Goo.
What you got?
I don't like it already. I come in, I'm in a good mood. Text line saying, do you not even watch the game, Steiny? Oh, like now football fans are offensive line aficionados. Hit the pike. Get out of here if you think you know line play.
But like, admit that was a bad look for your boy.
Like 49er fans, 98% of them are like Brian Baldinger. Hit the pike.
Yeah, but Steiny, that wasn't a good look.
What wasn't?
Fourth down and you're lined up onto the...
I'm talking about people who were saying... how'd you not know it's George Kittle? Okay, one guy. All right. Hey, you guys are right. 49ers.
Man, I feel like I had a therapy session. Yep. I missed you, Stani.
Yeah, I mean, it's been
a while.
You
got a haircut?
No, did not. Still haven't gotten a haircut.
It's looking good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How's your, man? I mean, I haven't seen you in almost
a
week or two?
Yeah, a week. We went hard when I seen you last, but snitches get stitches. But anyway, Stoney, I'm happy. And not only are the Warriors balling, but the Niners have, do I dare say, turned it around.
They have. I think that's fair. And they lost four in a row. Now they've won three.
I don't even care if you don't like Kyle. Yeah, they won.
They won three
in a row. They lost four in a row.
They won four of five.
There you go.
There.
And I don't care if you're not a Kyle Shanahan fan. You cannot not give him credit for getting this team ready, Stani. And I don't know what you make of the Rams. They look real soft, but they're a Super Bowl contender, allegedly. You ran it down their throat. And then yesterday, with duct tape and glue, they got it done, because I thought Minnesota might have some action before the Cook fumble. But to be 6-5 in the sixth seed, like JD says, you got some action.
Well, I mean, the one thing I would take exception to is the right – way to put it, but one of the things we're hearing about Shanahan a month ago was he was losing the team a little bit.
That was my fear.
So that doesn't appear to be the case at all. And in fact, they've found something, and it's mostly a running game, and it's Jimmy Garoppolo staying within the system and not turning the ball over. They're also beginning to get takeaways, which they haven't gotten the first, let's say, 3 to 5 weeks of the season. So, yeah, it looks good. They can maybe put the Seahawks out of their misery next week if the Seahawks lose tonight and then they get beat again. So, yeah, the 49ers, they're 6-5, and now to me it's a matter of how far can you climb.
Right.
Because, you want to try to avoid playing three straight road games if you're the wild card team. So, I mean, that can obviously change if you're a wild card team and you win, and then you play another wild card team that's a lower seed. But you just got to try to get wins now and give yourself a little breathing room in case you do stub your toe, let's say, down the road to a team you think you should beat.
No doubt. And I watched that game yesterday, Stani, and I mean this. You know where I stand on the Jimmy and Trey Lance. Even, you know, the day of the draft, I'm ready to see the next chapter and the next phase of the San Francisco quarterback, and that is Trey Lance. But I'm resigned to the fact that we're not going to see him this year, barring injury. I told you that after the Chicago game. But with Jimmy, Stani, you need Pepto-Bismol. Every pass, you're like, is something bad going to happen? And to his credit, after they go down, he leads the team right back. And that's what you call perseverance. And right now, I wouldn't feel comfortable playing three road games. But the way this season started and how it could culminate with a playoff berth, forget the three trips to who knows where. Stani, that would be a successful season for your boy, for any Niner fan, after what we've been through during that four-week stretch where they lost.
I'm not going that far.
I mean, I was telling you, the streets were talking. Your boy is on the outskirts talking about Kyle. And now Ayuk has a pulse.
If they go 9-8, make the playoffs and lose their first game, that's not a successful
season. I heard Mark say that. I waited for you, but you think 9-8 will get you in? I don't think so. This is the first year of it.
If you did it right now, I think 9-8 would get you in. Because I think there's a playoff team that's probably 500 right now, or a wild card team that's 500. But there's a lot of football to be played, no doubt about it. A couple things I want to touch on is, first of all, the Ian Rapoport report.
Look at you.
The 49ers are going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo in the offseason, according to Ian Rapoport, if they don't make a Super Bowl run.
That's crazy.
Okay. That's a.
So Jimmy's controls his destiny, is what you're saying?
That one annoys me a little bit, to tell you the truth.
I didn't like it either, right before the game. And then there was one about Jimmy was going to get re-signed last week.
Well, Kyle Shanahan was asked about that, and he basically said, I guess it's possible. Sure, anything's possible. He said, repeated, Trey Lance is a quarterback of the future, but Jimmy gives us the best chance of win right now, and blah, 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 blah. So we'll see what ends up happening. 888-957-9570 is the number. Lorenzo Neal's going to drop in here at 12:30. I mean, if you want to start talking right and wrongs, you know, who's right, who is wrong. So is it fair to say if you were clamoring for Trey Lance, you were wrong?
See, I'm one of them. I'm not ready to say anybody. I was wrong, because you can't tell me that this team wouldn't be at these heights, if not greater, had he quarterbacked, you know,
but then you're
all
not,
11 games.
But then you're not giving – if are you giving Shanahan his flowers or not?
I am.
Okay, well then
– not for the quarterback, just the whole thing. Being the leader of men and that whole thing. Real quick, Stani, the whole thing with the doghouse with Ayuk, and I thought that was
handled
turning
it
them
great.
Off. But – no,
look,
it's all, no doubt, it's all coming together. So I am giving him his flowers. But where you're going to trick me in this, but I'm ready. Go
no,
ahead.
I'm just saying, you can't give him his flowers and then say, but had he played Trey Lance, they might be better. Because you got to trust him. If he's your coach, he's your coach. That's my coach.
Yeah.
That's my coach.
I'm going to give you two.
I needed two syllables there.
That's my quarterback. That was your quarterback. Dude, it was like you were Kirk Cousins yesterday. I had to just get
that. What
does that mean? Because you're the only guy I know that roots for him. So when I see him, he throws a nice pass, I'm like, Stani threw that pass.
They weren't going to win that game because
Zimmer was.
By the way, on the play before they went out for, it was pass interference. They got no call.
It's just,
in this league, you can't even touch a receiver, and on two straight plays, the Vikings get.
I'll give
pass
you that,
interference,
Stani.
No calls.
The guy
ball
who got
game's
to
over.
Early, got there 2 minutes early.
Twice. Two times in a row.
Hey, I'm rooting for the Niners, but come
Here's
on,
the other
people.
Thing. People know I can, you know, take a little jab here or there. You know what I think's funny? This is just classic, the way fans are. Mike Zimmer says, 49ers, they hold all game long. And 49er fans start crying about how Zimmer... Oh, well, he look at the poor sport, the baby,
oh, that was
this,
a bad
that,
look.
The well, you know what else is a bad look? Being a 49er fan and saying, nobody gets held more than Nick Bosa in the entire NFL. So 49er fans are allowed to say Nick Bosa gets held more than anybody else in the history of football, but when Mike Zimmer says it about the 49ers, yeah, you see what I'm saying.
But normally you don't hear that from the head coach. And his math yesterday was not on point. He was chasing points. Stoney, had they kicked the field, the extra point?
I was thinking the same thing.
And then why are you so desperate? Desperate Danny.
I don't know. There were 9 minutes left.
Kick a field goal and you got a quarterback that's prone to throw an interception or fumble. What are you doing? But you want to step to the mic after the game, I miss you, Stoney, and say, oh, they hold a lot. That was a bad look.
Of course it was. Yeah. Of course it was.
Right.
Oh, man. Let's go to, you know what? Look at our friend Dre. Dre's in Lemoore. Uh-oh. Haven't heard from Dre in a while. What's up, Dre? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I got the day off. I got a chance to listen to the show. Haven't for a while.
There you go.
Sweet.
What's up, baby? Hey. 6-5.
Yeah, man. It's good to hear you guys. Thanks. I don't see you right now, but I trust Guru, man. Go get that haircut, brother.
All right. What do you think about your squad?
Hey, fellas. Hey, I just wanted to bring a little thing on the Warriors real quick before I get in the Niners. About 4 games ago, I decided I'm going to bet a little sum of money on the Warriors to cover the spread every game of this year. And they haven't let me down yet. I'm sure Phoenix is going to be favored this next game. I'm going to go with the money line on the Warriors.
All right.
Look at Dre.
As far as the Niners go, I don't know if it's Kittle, and I don't know what it is, but that offensive line is doing things. They're pushing people around, and I like what I'm seeing. Mitchell's the real thing. And I'm with you, Goo. I'm not so sure if Lance wasn't being quarterback these last few games, that they still would be on this win streak. You know, Jimmy G, he's prone to throw those interceptions. He did throw some nice passes on the spot, finally hit people in stride like I've been asking for a long time.
Yeah.
But
I got you. Hey, Dre, thanks for checking in, man. Appreciate it. That's Dre a little more.
And, you know, just hearing our guy, Dre, Stoney, I still was technically giving Kyle his flowers by saying he could do this with Trey. So it wasn't, oh, he made the wrong decision. No, I'm just up here. I got defensive last night when the people, said Kyle couldn't do that. No, you got to don't be that person in life.
But sometimes, like I try. Here's the thing. I'm that person sometimes just to, mix it up on the show. You know what I'm saying?
There's a scoreboard of life.
Right.
You agree with that? Sometimes you're down, sometimes you're up. But if you're one of those persons that don't want to, hey, the neighbor's front yard looks great. Like my wife is one. Oh, it's not better than no. It ain't about that. Give them credit for the new deck and paid job.
Right. Okay, here, okay, I get it. Fans are allowed to complain about the refs.
Not the coaches
or players. Okay, thanks.
That was a bad look.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And do you remember, I wanted to tell Zimmer had I had the mic, hey, Mike, do you remember the Packer game where the Niners DBs got 100 flags and then it went into the Arizona game? Like the Niners, they've come from all that, Steiny. And that's why I'm up here like, it's parody in the NFL. I got the league pass. Well, that's the joke. You know, everybody says I had the league pass.
Sure.
I got the Sunday ticket.
Okay.
Steiny, there's not a lot of teams out there this Niner team can't play with.
Well,
Tampa Bay should have lost, they look human.
I mean,
the Rams.
But look at,
Dallas
is just the way it goes. I mean, the 49ers right now are playing great. Will they be playing great 3 weeks from now? They weren't playing well 4 weeks ago.
The Golden State Warriors,
they're playing better than any team in the NBA right now.
It's incredible.
Will they be playing this well in, January and March? By the way, what'd you think of Clay? On Friday night, Clay Thompson, Warriors playing the Portland Trail Blazers at home. Game's over. Clay sat apparently for about, a half hour?
What does this...
On the bench with the towel over his head?
What does this say about my persons?
All right.
I didn't like it. And I didn't like it that it was bad or good, but I felt like something could be going on in regard to his comeback or where he wants to be or think he could be, Stoney. Or it could just be straight up reflection. And all the, blood, sweat, and tears that have gone over, that if he's experienced these last 2 years. But something was up. But then you called it, my partner, that he was going to be assigned to Santa Cruz there, and that happened. So will he play? Will we get to see him play in a game?
That's a good question.
Because if we do, then that was just an emotional moment. But
right.
if we don't, Then well, I'm like, what was
– I don't know if we'll see him playing again because what? It was just a week ago we had his first practice, his first full practice.
Right.
So I would assume he'll go down to Santa Cruz and practice for a little while, but
not playing we'll see. The actual game.
Well, I don't know.
You called
it. I don't know. I don't
Are
know.
You taking that as a win, or he's got to play in a game for you to come in
but
here?
See, we this know is what I mean.
It. You pat yourself on the back.
This is what I'm saying. I just threw shy. The idea out there, and it looks like there's something to it.
Wiseman, too.
Well,
who thought Clint would get back before
he
Wiseman?
He needs to get into the G League.
That's a head scratcher.
That's true. We talked about that last Wednesday with John Dickinson.
I turned you had, on. I think it was me and Pops Thursday.
How'd we sound?
Good. Like, that's my show.
Hey, by the way, we're going to have some fun with Lo.
Uh-oh, what you got?
Lorenzo Neal coming on at 12:30. So
No.
A couple weeks ago, I said, hey, Lo, what are the 49ers' chances of making the playoffs?
It's slim to none, and none has left the building.
That is gold. Yeah.
No.
He'll have something.
Hey, Lo. Come on, Lo. Be honest. What are the odds that you're going to make it into the Hall of Fame?
It's slim to none, and none has left the building.
Oh, so we could Lo, I love you. Well, he's not listening. You know he's not listening.
He right? may.
Big homie's right going to be fine, bro.
So we'll have some fun with Lorenzo Neal because this team was not looking good at 2-4.
Yes.
2-4.
And lost to the JV Arizona squad. And ever since then, they've looked themselves in the mirror, Stani, and they've got it done. And remember how we used to talk about the running back by committee real quick?
Dude,
he doesn't give.
I have this. Chip I Wilson have that Jim. On my list. Don't get me started.
27 totes for your boy Mitchell. Sixth-round pick.
Can I ask you a question? And yeah. I'm dead serious.
You love
if,
that.
If you're an NFL team, why would you want – and I get it. Why would you want Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, McCaffrey, Kamara – Mostert. They all get hurt. If you got a bell cow, they all get hurt.
Yeah.
How many games has Elliott played this year?
All of them. He won't play this Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, he's banged up.
I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe Shanahan's onto something with just
But yesterday obviously it was they have predominantly to be, Mitchell.
Obviously
and
they have to be good. But
Tebow's out now. Remember how I told you I didn't like all that heavy workload, but hey.
See, now if we were on the other side of the coin, we could say, and we really were haters, we could be like, what is Kyle thinking, putting him in the backfield? Sure enough, put him in the backfield, he gets hurt.
Yeah.
He gets hurt.
He couldn't come back. Well, hopefully he'll be available Sunday.
Yeah, they don't think it's too serious, but it looks like he may miss a game or so, but we'll see. All right, Lorenzo Neal on the other side. San Francisco 49ers back in business. They are 6-5 in the NFC, and right now they hold down a wild card spot with a lot of time remaining. Download the Odyssey app today and make sure to check out the Odyssey exclusive stations. From hip-hop to classic rock and everything in between, they have all the best stations curated to fit every occasion and all of your musical tastes, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar.
I was in the sauna with Lorenzo Neal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Street Strider, the world's first 2-in-1 indoor and outdoor elliptical, will change the way you exercise forever. You get the combined benefits of jogging, skiing, and cycling, but without the physical stress on your joints and body. Take the Street Strider outdoors for fun and a full-body workout. And when the weather's bad outside, simply attach it to the indoor training stand for a stationary workout in your home. Ready to have fun and actually look forward to your workouts? Order online now at streetstrider.com. We ship right to your front door. Go online, streetstrider.com. And with that, we bring in the main man, Lorenzo Neal. Hey, Lo, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy? Hey, I just want to know, have you and Guru took out the Street Strider yet? I want you guys to try one. You guys will absolutely love the workout, Guru. You'll love it. Guru, you always pretty in the face, and you like to say slim in the waist. So get you out there, Guru.
Days.
Everyone, let the wind just blow in your hair, Steinmetz, and let the wind just blow and let that long hair you got, Steiny. You guys will have a great time out there street striding, baby. Love it.
I've seen them do
what
it.
What do you think, Gil? I don't think I can use it outside where I live, Lo. A lot of hills, a lot of traffic.
That's what you want.
Look at,
Steiner,
look at the humble brag.
All right.
I know. He's always like that, right. Dude. You know this guy. In 2 seconds from now, he's going to do something to set me up.
Yeah,
probably,
that's
you
true.
Know, come at me. Because, Steiner, you know Guru, what he does. He always brings me on, Guru. And, Lo, you remember? What do you think now, Lo? And you were in the same church as
me.
Oh,
just wait.
A lot of fans were, but let's, you know, I know we're talking about Street Strider. One thing, it's durable. It's a great piece of equipment.
Is it affordable, Lo?
You know what it is. And for you, Guru, you tell them that I sent you, and they'll put you on a payment
nice.
Plan, Guru, just for you. But, Guru, the workout is absolutely one word, legendary. You can even use it indoors. It's a stand that you can go get the same cardio. Boom, you're using your arms. You're pulling. It's elliptical indoors. You're leaning. Guru, I'm telling you, buddy.
All right, I'm excited.
You got to have some balance. All you should be. But the 49ers, they're pretty exciting right now. And I think they've turned the NFL world upside down because they've been pretty exciting late as of late.
Yeah, Lo, about a month ago, I asked you what their chances were to win the Super Bowl. Remember saying this?
Yeah, slim to none, and none has left the building.
Lo, what's up? Well, he didn't even tell me he was doing that.
Hey, Lorenzo, the 49ers going to make the have any chance to make the playoffs?
Yeah, slim to none, and none has left the building.
Uh-oh.
Wow. I can handle it. And I'll tell you.
Actually, you know what? Before you start, Lo, I'm going to be honest. That was actually, I just asked you about the Rams game that night. It wasn't about the whole season.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
But no, here's the deal. I love it. I like it. Steiny, don't ever apologize. I love that you can throw things that I've said back in my face because I enjoy it. In football, that's why it's week to week. It's what have you done for me lately? Mm. And that's why any given Sunday, and that's why you play the game. Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. Football is so interesting, guys. You see some sorry teams can end up winning. The best teams can lose. It just happens in football. But when you look at this Niner team, the last 3 weeks, what has been the biggest difference? We ran the ball last week, 30, 40 times again? 38, 37? Look at the week before, 42. The week before that, 44. Is this sustainable? And that's what you got to ask yourself. Because the defense, we don't give them enough credit. The defense has played a lot better. Special teams yesterday was, you know, got to get better. You can't give up a kickoff return. But if you look at this team, the defense has allowed this team to run the ball. The offense has controlled the ball. And yesterday, Guru, did you watch the beginning of the ball game?
Yes.
Okay, the first series, Kyle Shanahan came out saying, "I'm all right, Jimmy, let's cut it loose. Let's start throwing the ball around the park." Had that work out for him that first series.
Interception. Three and out. Yeah.
Thank you. It was no consistency, no rhythm. And then what did he do? He said, "Hey, let's go back to what's got us here. Let's stop being cute." Kyle Shanahan is at his best when they can run the ball, play action, move the pocket, play good defense, and pound the ball and keep away. That's when Kyle Shanahan is at his best. This team is not one of those teams that can play great from behind. So what have they been able to do as of late? Ball control, play keep away, ball control, you know, time of possession, and they're doing that right now masterful, and that is equating to wins for the San Francisco 49ers team.
Lo, it is, and I came in, and I've been consistent. I've told Steiny, and you know this about me, I'll rip you, but I'll also give you credit if it's deserving. And I thought Kyle had lost control of the locker room. Then I was questioning, maybe he's not a leader of men, Lo. It got to that point after I'd given him his flowers, they lost four in a row. And now, with everything you just said that they do, defense playing better, they control the clock. I'm looking at the NFC. There's not a team that you would tell me the Niners could go play on the road, and I would say, Lo, they have no chance. It's parity. This year in the NFL, it is parity. And if the Niners keep this up, Lo, nobody's going to want to see them. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I think the Niners are still a good team. Now, here's the deal. I don't have them a football favorite to win a Super Bowl. I'm not going to go that far and say they're playing that good of ball. I still see, you know, got to get consistency, more consistency at the quarterback position. I saw yesterday Jimmy G, a lot of balls that he would like to have had back, throwing too high, wide open guys, throwing it in, trying to throw it in into cover, double coverage, triple coverage, watching the robbers, not reading the defense as well as he usually do. So you saw Jimmy at times when they said, "Hey, let's go take it over now." He's not, I don't think he's that type of quarterback, and I don't think he ever will be that type of quarterback. I think that now you have a team that's going, playing physical. They're running the ball. They're doing the things that they need to do to stay ahead of the sticks on first and second down. But I want to see now, you know, I look at it and I look at Debo, what he brings to the team. Yesterday, what, a 70-yard run, another touchdown. You watch him from the backfield. And I watched another guy, guys from Atlanta, 84. What's Patterson? Did you guys watch Atlanta yesterday with this running back? He's big. He's actually lining up at tailback position. If you watch Atlanta, Patterson, and he was absolutely running over guys. He's 6'4", 6'5", whatever he may be, and can run the ball pretty effectively. So Debo yesterday, that was a freak accident. He could have been playing receiver. He stopped, and he hurt his groin. It wasn't like he was running the ball in between tackles. He was running. That could have been like a flank. That was a sweep, Guru. It wasn't like he got hit. Trying to run over defensive lineman, he actually just pulled his groin. So it was something that was a nagging. So I don't think that played a huge factor because he was running a ball that made him get injured. So I think I'm going to dismiss that. I don't think that had a determining why he got injured. I think that just could have happened. But I think they're playing well. I don't, like I said, don't think that there's necessarily a Super Bowl team. But on any given Sunday, like you said, Guru, they'll play with anybody because they're running the ball well. Mm.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game. He joins us every Monday at 12:30, and we're happy to have him today. Lo, when this team had lost four in a row, the one thing I think you asked me was, what did you see? And I said, they didn't seem to be playing with a sense of urgency. So my question is, did they start playing with a sense of urgency, or did they get Kittle back and everybody started to execute like they could? And it looks like now they're playing with more energy and effort than they did a month ago.
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, Steiny. When you look at this team and the way that they're made up of being physical. You went out and paid your all-pro tackle, and you watched the way that they run to 71, and this guy is a beast. You're right. They're playing now with attitude. Sometimes teams put eight guys in a box, and Kyle Shanahan still runs the ball. They do the jet motion, and then they act like they're going to give a jet motion, and you watch the backside has to stay home. So the backside linebacker, because of that jet motion with Debo, because he's been so successful with that sweep, so you fake that motion. Now the backside Sam and the backside safety in the end, he can't collapse. So they stay wide because of the motion. And because of Kittle's, because of his ability in Debo to pull, because he's so successful running the ball, now that side of the defense have to honor that jet sweep. So now when you hand the ball the opposite way, the running back now can run slow to the hole and then faster. And now he can cut back, and he can cut back because that split second, the defensive end and the outside linebacker had to honor Debo. So you allow those cutback lanes. You allow the sweep and all those perimeters because teams have to stay home and honor what they're doing with all the motions and all those things. When teams don't honor it, and they can line up and just play defense and say, nope, crash on that backside, you know, shrink the hole, collapse it, don't give a cutback lane. The 49ers wasn't running the ball with that type of conviction. So, yes, it became an attitude. It became mental. It became physical. And then you watch defensively. Let's talk about the defense. Look, they played a pretty good back yesterday. They were able to hold him down, Kamara, for the most part. Hit him in the backfield, injure him. They were hitting him, put a hat, doubling him, hitting him, tripling. Guys were swarm tackling, got him fumbling the ball. Defenses are playing their gap responsibility. They are playing more secure football. And a lot of times, signing, it wasn't like a lack of effort. It was guys not doing their job. You saw guys saying, I'm going to go make a play, so they'll come on the front side. And then you saw the linebacker be in the same hole, and now there's a big lane. So it wasn't lack of effort at times. It was attention to details, and it was technique. And now when you've seen it, we wanted to – hell, you remember, Guru? They were talking about running the defensive coordinator out of the –
I asked you that question. I did.
You're like, what's going on with this defense? It was a sieve. Every single weekend there was a PI, two to three PIs, giving up third and 18, third and – it was not acceptable. Let me use a word. It was ferocious.
Nice.
So, Steiny, when we sit there and we say, oh, the Niners, man, let's be fair and balanced. So, yes, we can talk about the Niners and talk about how well they're playing. And that's great. And it's not that we're jumping on being a bandwagon, but let's go pull up and watch tape and watch the way they played when they were playing bad. And it was uncharacteristic of this team. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't tackle. They couldn't guard anyone. They couldn't do anything right. But that's lack of effort. That was lack of attention to detail. And they were a sieve. So be real with it. So I'm not jumping on the wagon. I'm saying these guys are playing now, like you said, with more conviction. But they're playing more together. And they're doing their job. There's another team out there in the NFL, guys, that's doing their job, and that's the New England Patriots.
Yeah. Lo, you don't got to apologize because you're sounding like me. This team was picked to do big things. Some even whispered Super Bowl. So at 6-5, it was just odd when they went through that spell of four straight games. But I got to get this off my chest.
Okay. Can
I, you tell me, because you are a former running back, okay? Elijah Mitchell, 6th-round pick, toted the rock 27 times yesterday for 133 yards. My question to you is, week in, week out, Lo, this dude just seems to know what he's doing, and I don't want to do too much in regard to the pedestal I put him in, but when I say Elijah Mitchell, the Niners got it right, but where are you at in where he ranks as a running back in this current NFL?
I think that he's getting better. I think if you watch him, he's a perimeter runner. He's a guy that they want to get to the perimeter. They give him 7 to 10 sweeps every single game. They pitch the ball and let him pick his way. Like little Charlie Joyner, he finds his hole and he picks it through there and he runs. You know, he's a tough guy. I like the way that he plays. But let's not make this thing mistaken. If you had what's my guy in Tennessee who's out right now?
Henry.
If Derrick Henry was in San Francisco right now with this offensive line and the way this zone, outside zone scheme, with the way that they play, get in line. They would. So it's not even close.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not even close to Derrick Henry. I'm telling you, you put Derrick Henry in this offense with this offensive line, with the way linebackers would have to play downhill on this side of the ball because you have to stop him. Jimmy G would throw for 3,000-4,000 yards because of those windows would be open because of Derrick Henry, what he can do. So Mitchell is playing well, and he's a good back, Guru. And that's not a mistake. He's playing well, and he's a good back. Is this a guy that we can rely on 16-game, 17-game season? I don't know. I think that the way that they're moving guys in and out, you're sparing him. But it's going to be interesting because last week you carried the ball 26 times. And, you know, and he's a smaller guy. It's not like he's a big back. Can he come back and do it again and again and again? And that's the question. What's going to happen when this running game at times, you know, when Jimmy's going to have to do something? And Jimmy's, and I think Kyle Shanahan understands that, that there's going to come a time where we're going to cut him loose. And Jimmy's going to have to throw the ball 30 to 40 times and have to win that type of game. It's coming, guys. Trust me. Sure as Monday comes after Sunday, it's coming.
Hey, Goo, real quick. I know we got Lowe on the – I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because this has to do with Lowe. I'm looking at the standings. What team's got the best point differential in the entire NFL? In other words, they've scored more points than their opponents by the largest margin so far this year.
Go ahead, Lowe.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Goo.
I'm asking the question for a reason. It's the New England Patriots, Lowe.
Yeah, that's incredible.
They are so sound. It's a fundamentally sound football team. Belichick, he just tells guys, do your job. Look at their defense. See, they're not telling this kid that he's got to go out and play, throw 40, 50 times. They're telling this kid, look, our defense is good enough. You better take a good look at New England's defense. They're saying, look, boys, we're going to play defense. We're not going to ask this young quarterback to go out and have to score 30 or 40 points. If we score 25 points or more, that's good enough. New England's in a situation, they're saying, look, if we can get to 21, if New England scores 24, how many games are they going to win? So when you got your quarterback understanding the system, understanding what he has to do, and that's just like Jimmy G. Jimmy G understands now what he has to do. When your system is that good and your defense and you can play that well, you don't have to go out and be lights out. And that's what New England is doing. You're taught it, Steiny. They're playing great defense, putting their offense and their quarterback in a good situation, getting turnovers, winning the turnover battles, and saying, look, go get us 21. We're going to get you 14 just off of defense. We're going to get you 3 or 4 turnovers just on defense. Go get field goals, and our defense is going to do the rest. That's what New England is doing, and that is a winning formula for Bill Belichick, and it always have been. A smart quarterback that don't turn the ball over. In New England, you can win some football games.
Listen to Lowe. Lowe, you don't know this, but I was out last week, right? So while I was out, some sports information came across the wire. And I got to tell you, I'm not hating, but I need you to give me this information as to why. I'm watching the New Orleans Saints run Trevor Siemian out there, and their season is spiraling out of control, and Taysom Hill gets a new contract, and I'm sitting there. It wasn't just a little money, Lowe. It was some big chicken, and he's not even an option at quarterback. What am I missing? Because that just – it don't add up.
I think this is that feel-good money. Because, you know, you put him in there, and it's interesting because I was talking to Anissa, you know, a gal that was married to one of these guys in New Orleans, and she's a diehard Saints fan, and she's still by him and still loyal to him. But everyone talks about Drew Brees, what he was to that team. And you see not having a Drew Brees on there, that team is just it's a shell of himself. It goes to show you, Guru, to your point. It's a quarterback-driven league. Taysom Hill just got paid, and you know Taysom Hill cannot carry that team, but you paid him backup money because that's what you do with backups now. But that just goes to show you they don't have their starter. We don't know what's going on with Jameis, you know, that injury. Are they going to bring him back? Probably not. But I don't believe that Taysom is that guy, and I don't think they paid him starter money unless you're getting over $25 to $30 million a year.
Hey, Lowe, thanks as always,
love
man.
Love you, buddy.
49ers you got guys. Action.
No worries, boys. Cheers.
All right, that's Lorenzo Neal. He's brought to you by StreetStrider.com. Check it out. Low Neal.
I didn't appreciate the payment plan.
Why?
What are you going to tell me? Payment plan. He's... Not for you, for me. No, we all know it, but come on, Low. You see the price of gas?
Well, the other thing is a payment plan. Payment plan usually means interest.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, layaway.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that at all. So, anyway, thanks to Lorenzo Neal.
You shocked? That they're 6-5?
Not really.
Steiny, I am. 4 games is a lot. And they were 2-0, and, you know, everything
happens
was just
a lot,
about
though.
Lance and Garoppolo. Then all of a sudden, everything looked like the DBs didn't know how to cover. The defensive coordinator, is he calling the wrong plays? He had so many items on the to-do list to get rectified and fixed. But Steiny, not only has he fixed it, he ran through the Rams.
Well, we don't know if it's fixed. See, that's the thing. Well, they got to continue. How do you feel right now?
If I'm a Niner fan, it's how you feel on this Monday. Call me Bob. You got hope. That's how you feel.
That's a one. That's only a one. And you can't give him a four because it's talking about 1960. I thought
it was a four. Also, he's done it multiple times.
You could have said,
give it to me.
You could have said something like, it's like Obama. We got hope. Because wasn't that his thing?
Yeah.
There you go. Something like that.
I don't remember.
Although you don't want to do that. People don't like it.
I get what you're. See, you're a smart guy. So you're about the end result. But for me and in fandom, it's about how you feel right now. This is a 180.
No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt. But where does it go?
That's the million dollar question.
And I still.
Can it go where it was supposed to go? Where the people in Vegas were saying?
I don't think so. No.
And Lowe said it. But we don't know, right?
Somebody is going to be able to stop the run, you would think.
No doubt.
Now, the question is, if they stop the run, then what happens?
Dude, that was a bad interception, Stein. I know it was only one.
What, Garoppolo's?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you something. It's important when you turn the ball over. It was the first series of the game. Plenty of time. Kirk Cousins only threw one interception, and it was at the worst possible time.
Yeah.
Right when they got down.
Tony Romo on me. Yeah,
I mean, Garoppolo throws an interception at 0-0 with three quarters plus remaining, and Cousins throws his the minute they got down 7 points. Man. So, Cousins was a killer.
That changed the game.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Well, that was the other thing. I mean, they had gotten the ball back there with one. They were within one score. They were only down five. Yeah. So both turnovers for Minnesota were just super, super costly. No doubt about it. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's open it up to our listeners. Talk some 49er football. Where were you a month ago? Where were you? Where are you now? How deep can this team go? How high can they climb in the standings? There's still a long, long way to go before they can even sniff the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Rams, they're within striking distance.
Man.
But, I mean, that's the other thing, though, Goo. I don't have the Rams' schedule in front of me. They might win two or three in a row, and then...
They got Jacksonville next week.
Okay.
No, Jackson. I'm getting old. I'll double check for you. And then don't forget, because... I missed you last week, but I missed Twitch too. Twitch.tv.
Oh. Yeah, where are we there?
Twitch.tv/957
the game.
We only got 65 now. We were in the 150s, almost 180 last time I saw you.
It's the holiday season.
How'd you do last week without me? Yeah. I'm a little nervous. I didn't want you to get records. He doesn't play that game.
He does not want
two dogs make puppies.
Yeah.
I got it.
But 888-957.
Like a little PC died.
Yeah, thank you. 888-957-9570. The 49ers found something with this running game. Or is it something that they're going to have to eventually overcome when they do get their running game stopped? So 888-957-9570. Get in with the 49er conversation, absolutely, positively on the next, on the other side. All right, find a career with great benefits and work-life balance and do what you love. AC Transit is hiring journey-level mechanics and service employees. Join their East Bay team to maintain AC Transit's fleet of buses. Apply today at actransit.org/careers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.